Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about that kind of feeling of not being good enough, you know, and that opposite feeling of trying to make sure you're perfect and that everyone else is perfect. And it's only good if everything just works out, because it just kills our confidence, it beats ourselves down, and it just doesn't work for us, right? But it keeps happening. I see it in my own life, I see it in others. I've learned to really accept it and just smile, but it's pretty tough. So let's dive into it. Okay, so that feeling of not being good enough, it's a tough one, right? Because we all use different language. It's the challenge of dyslexia, is that I've had conversations with dyslexics and you can get 5 minutes through, you're talking about the same thing, but using different language, and you know, you just kind of go around in circles. Does that make sense? It's just the way we've all grown up. And many of us have learned language from people that are around us. And we've applied it using visual context. So if you've learned a phrase or a explanation about something in one way, you'll think that is the only way. And that's the perfect way, right? Because you know it. It must be right because you know it. Whereas actually, there are probably hundreds of ways of saying the same thing in different variations around the world and in different styles. And, you know, I've seen this so much recently. You know, it kind of breaks our confidence. It beats us down a bit when we think we've got something right, but then someone tells you you're wrong. And when we're not 100% sure if we're right, we're like, did I actually learn that the right way? You know, we just feel a little bit not good enough. We feel a bit useless. We kind of just want to hide under the covers, eat ice cream, and watch Netflix. You know, we all have those days. I'm the same. Like, I'm not some perfect idol like people kind of make out they are. I don't think anyone is. We all have those days. You know, I saw that recently Matthew Perry died. You know, he's had terrible issues around drinking and drugs. And, you know, I think I read something that he'd spent $9 million trying to sort himself out. You know, I don't know much about his history, but, you know, he struggled, right? He tried to be what people want him to be, and, you know, it just didn't all work out for him, right? It's pretty tough, you know, and he just, you know, you think about it, you just don't feel good enough. You're always trying to hunt out for something to make you feel better. That's why many of us deal a lot with addiction, stimulation issues around the ADHD side. Of the many dyslexics I work with have a bit of both. And you know, it's tough. You know, it's kind of, I feel like I'm just ranting on this podcast because it's really tough. And you know, that's okay. It's okay to say this is really tough. You know, I found out some hard news today about, you know, our house that we're building. It's going to be delayed by another 2 months. It's been delayed by nearly a year so far. So, you know, my wife was just frustrated and angry. And I saw myself go into this kind of perfectionist mode, about a life perfectionist mode. It was like, I was like, oh, it's okay, we'll get through it. You know, it'll just be what it is. Instead of me being able to say, you know what, that just sucks. That is just annoying and frustrated. It's a bit shitty, to be honest. You know, and just give her a hug and not try and fix everything to be some sort of, we're all okay with life. You know, it's all okay. Which is kind of like, sometimes it feels like you're holding everything together. And when you don't hold things together, whether it's your fault or not, or someone else's cause, you just feel a little bit useless, right? A little bit shitty. And it's kind of like we don't give ourselves breaks to go, I just feel bad today. I'm just going to go under the covers. I'm just going to take a bit of time off. Sometimes we don't even have that option. Maybe we're working. Maybe we've got kids running around. It is not easy. But it is so important. It is so important to realize that, hey, none of us are useless. We're all doing the best with what we have. You know, our minds work a different way. The dyslexic mind sees things differently. Sometimes that is the biggest weapon we can have, and it does some pretty cool stuff in life. We can do some pretty amazing stuff. You know, we can be very creative with our kids. We can find new business opportunities and solutions. It can do a heap of good stuff. And in other days, it can be our biggest enemy, and it can be frustrating, even if we're aware of how we work. You know, I just said that to my wife when we found out the delay in the house. without even thinking. I know better. I know that what I said wasn't actually helpful. Me trying to solve a problem where my brain just goes, how do I solve the problem? How do I look for a better solution? And to be honest, I don't have a problem with that part of me. I love that part of me. But in that moment, I went into dyslexic problem-solving mode. Was that helpful? No, it wasn't. It's probably the men are probably a bit more guilty of this than women, but I have seen women do this as well. It comes around, right? Like we try and solve problems thinking that's what people are seeking, but it's not always the case. So in this episode, I just want people to be aware, right? You don't have to fix everything. Perfectionism can actually be a huge cause of a lack of confidence. It can actually cause sometimes more pain than it's worth. So whatever you're doing in your life, whatever you're thinking about, you know, you're not an idiot. You're not useless. You're not good enough. You know, there's not another drug that'll solve it. You know, maybe there's some things that'll make it a bit better. But it's not like you need something to be perfect or to be a different way. Sometimes you just need time to feel into things. You know, to remember that life is a journey. If you really think that, you know, and this was I was doing a bit of coaching the other day with a friend of mine who's got dyslexia, and I was saying to them, they needed to remember that life is not about the end. You know, your goal is not to get to the end. There's no you know, special bonus points to get to the end first, right? You know, it's all about the journey. And if the journey was only good stuff, my God, how boring would that be? You know, I'm not saying that a bit of boring from time to time isn't good. Don't you dare get me wrong. It is nice. But it doesn't last very long. You know, you've got to have the ups and downs. A roller coaster that only goes up, it's not a roller coaster. It's a bloody boring gondola or something. I don't even know what it is, but it's not something you'd want. You'd be bored out of your mind. The highs and lows are part of the journey of the whole thing. You're going to do some stupid stuff. You're going to make some really big realizations. But if you decide in yourself that I want to keep learning and growing, we've never lived in a better time for that. You know, the amount of stuff on YouTube that we could go down to learn. Maybe instead of going down a mindless kind of rabbit hole on YouTube, what could you start to learn? You know, I love podcasts. I love watching stuff that makes me a little bit smarter, teaches me about AI and different cool stuff. You know, use your dyslexic curiosity in that regard. You know, how can you use it to be better and to make yourself a little bit better? Doesn't mean perfect, by the way. Not perfect. You're always going to be imperfect. I'm imperfect. Everybody is. There is no human being that is perfect. Everyone has different challenges. Everyone you see in the world that you think, oh, they're so amazing. 9 times out of 10, there's something completely stuffed up about their life, right? You know that deep down. But in the moment, it's hard to remember that, right? It's very hard. And so what I would say is, you know, if you're someone with dyslexia, if you've been trying everything and you're just struggling, maybe you've got a bit of ADHD, a bit of OCD, it's a cocktail, right? We've all got a bit of everything, you know, in different measures. You know, don't be so hard on yourself. You know, I'm not beating myself up about, you know, trying to solve my wife's problem, right? I went and gave her a hug and said, I hear you, I'm frustrated too. And I was honest, I am frustrated. I'd rather be in there before Christmas. It is really frustrating. And it's like I wouldn't let myself feel the emotion of frustration about it. I had to try and solve the problem because it's the only way I know how sometimes. I don't want to sit there and feel bad. There's no one wants to feel bad. But feeling bad about it and letting it process, so much more healthy than just trying to solve the problem. And so, do you know what? I'm just going to go and sit down and just feel a bit sorry for myself that the house isn't going to be ready by Christmas. I'm going to feel sorry for myself. And then after that, I'll solve the problem. But I'm not going to do that before I've given myself time to be real and be human and be imperfect and be frustrated. Be a little selfish. That's what I'm going to do. So what in your life do you need to hear that advice? Because you're imperfect, but you're pretty awesome, right? Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week.